Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I want to just thank you all for listening today. Today is a Tuesday, September the 19th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. I want to just once again thank you all for listening. And before we get going, if you would like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Once you get in, hit star, and that way we will be able to see you. And if I'm reading something or anything else, you could just say, excuse me, I will hear you and we'll definitely bring you up. So looking forward to today's show. We got a lot going on as always, so we're going to jump right into it. Been real busy trying to catch up, but we're going to definitely have a live show for you today. Looking forward to it on this Tuesday, September the 19th, 2017. And today's show is, what could things look like in the future? And we're going to have to talk about it. And I don't know how really to express some of the things, but it's going to be something that we're going to have to navigate one way or another. Can't be surprised, can't be shocked, can't be moved. Have to be decisive in everything that we do. So we will definitely do that for today's show. But before we get into anything with the shows, let's get into how we can support Black Talk Radio Network and make sure that it's here. You can easily support Black Talk Radio Network, and why your support is so important is because you're the only sponsors that Black Talk Radio Network has. It does not receive any mainstream corporate sponsors or anything of the such, because it does not represent the corporate sponsor or the corporation's interest. It represents your interest, the everyday person. So it has to be the everyday person that supports and sponsors this network by giving some of your financial energy. And you can do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're on the homepage for the website, you can very easily go to the donation prompt that's right there, click it, and it will lead you into how you give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is on air tomorrow, the next day, and the next year. Very, very important, because it is your financial support that maintains the overall airing of the programs. Also, you can support the network by going to and being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that was put together by the network for, with you in mind, to where it will provide for a social media outlet for you to engage in everything that you like to engage in social media without being as adversely affected as the other mainstream media ones. So you could go there for only $24 a year. You could post things about yourself, your business, or events that you think need more public exposure or anything as the such. So go to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and you will see in the margins, you will see the capital B with the black background, and that will be for the BTR Community social media outlet, or you could go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Okay? Now, also, if you would like to save as a king or a queen or save as a lady and a gentleman, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can save in real money, even though you're not paid in real money. You can save in real money. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get in contact with you. Make sure that you understand the purchasing process and what you're getting, to explain some things that are very, very important for you. Okay? For you. So make sure you do that. Don't skip that overall approach. Make sure you email and give them numbers so someone can contact you. It's not going to be something that you're going to be receiving any other contact. It's not something that's shared with anyone else, but it's just to make sure that your overall purchasing is the proper process, and there is a process to it all. You need to know it. Okay? Also, everyone, please continue to support my man Michael Emmanuel. Is right there on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network is the GoFundMe campaign for Michael Emmanuel, who is recovering from germ cell cancer chemotherapy treatment. We want him to stay fully in remiss, and for his body to be able to detox itself from the overall chemical toxication from the radiation that was used in chemo. So definitely do that, please. Also, this weekend, coming up this Saturday and Sunday, Legacy Management Group is having a Structuring Your Family Wealth seminar here in Dallas, and I will be a presenter. For about an hour and a half, I will be giving some information that I never talk about here on the radio because I can't. It's not the appropriate place to do it. It needs to be done in a much more private setting. And the presentation, believe me, is something that you need to know. And I go very involved, in-depth presentation that's there, and also you will learn about trust and foundations and why that's so important and how to structure yourself accordingly to actually make sure that you are acquiring assets and you are becoming your own bank and you are sovereign and self-determining economically, which is very, very, very important. So definitely September the 23rd and 4th here in Dallas. If you would like to be a part of it, definitely you can text me at 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330, and I will make sure that you get the information. And or you can go to I posted it all last week. You'll see the LGMTX.com. And the tickets are $350 for one ticket and $500 for two tickets. So that is well worth it, okay? Also, for those of you that would like to they're not going to have the Trace Mineral conference call this evening, but I sent some of you the website for it to sign up for it. There's also a video for those of you that would like the video about it. I will send that to you. Just text me 951-790-8330 and I will make sure that you get it, or you can text 909-519-4499 and that will just say that you would like the Trace Minerals presentation, and they will text you that overall video. So definitely want to do that. And for those of you that are into cryptocurrencies, definitely you want to be a part of our cryptocurrency.com, where you can have your cryptocurrencies traded for you, particularly the top ones. And the overall cost, best way to do it is to put one Bitcoin into it and trade it that way. It looks as if my overall return will be probably, I put one Bitcoin in, I probably will come away at the end of the contract, the 1 year contract, with maybe 3 to 4 Bitcoins, myself. So from that. So definitely that's a way for you to, trade and to acquire. So I'm very pleased, with that. So, go to rcryptocurrency.com, sign up there, and then we'll send you all of the information to set up your account. And then you just need to fund your account with one. Best way to do it is with one Bitcoin. Okay? So let me think. Did I forget anything? I don't think I did. All right. So let's jump into the news. And today, for today's show, what could things look like in the future? We're going to jump into what's in the news at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we'll definitely see you in queue. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Miss seeing you on the show. Glad to see you there in the chat room. What's up, sister? So definitely get in on it. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. If you have any questions, definitely. Hit us up there. Would love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So want to definitely hear from you. All right. So let me real quick. I can't do two things at one time. So please don't hold that against me. I can do it, but some things I can't. Some things I can't. All right. Here we go. So what's in the news? Let me pull this up really quickly. First article I posted, this one comes from the Mises Institute. The world is creeping towards de-dollarization. The world is creeping towards de-dollarization. I would say no, it's not creeping towards. It's already been there. It is actually realigning itself completely. It's not a creep towards it. It's already there. It's just in the overall stage of realigning itself towards de-dollarization. The de-dollarization has already happened. Now it's realigning itself towards an asset-based economy. So check out that article that's there. Next article I got this from Reuters. Maybe we'll play this real quick, so I want you to hear some of the things. And this comes from celebrity figurehead, President of the United States. Trump vows, if threatened, to totally destroy North Korea. So check out that article. It says, celebrity figurehead, United States President Donald Trump escalated his standoff with North Korea over the nuclear challenges on Tuesday, today, threatening to totally destroy the country of 26 million people and mocking its leader as a rocket man. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from the Daily Beast. I got this one from the Daily Beast. War with North Korea starts to look inevitable. Check out that article that's there. Next article. I want to thank my man Chris and Kevin for this. This is from RT International. Putin orders to end trade in U.S. dollar at Russian seaports. And this is going to go everywhere. This is a part of what things may look like in the future today. Whew, man. Major, major, major. Next article, earlier today, right when it happened, I immediately posted from RT International, powerful 7.1 earthquake hit southern Mexico, shaking buildings in the capital city of Mexico City. A powerful 7.1 earthquake has struck in southern Mexico, according to the U.S. Geologist Survey. The tremor shook buildings in the country's capital. The earthquake was initially reported as a 7.4. And if it's originally pointed at a 7.4, that's what it is. They always try to downgrade it. It was a 7.4. And let me tell you, a 7.1 to a 7.4 is huge. Is magnitudes of 100,000 times. Well, no, it's actually in magnitude of 300,000 times more powerful. A 7.4 is 300,000 times more powerful than a 7.1. The quake's epicenter was 8 kilometers southeast in the Mexico state of Puebla at the depths of 51 kilometers, or around 37 miles. So that is a not a deep. That's going to be a very, very powerful. That's a powerful, powerful earthquake there, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been seeing some of the things on Cerebrally Naive Network and Lying Like a Fox news in the overall pictures. And my man Chico Stick has sent me some information, but I wasn't able to check it out. And he was just saying, dang, it was bad. And Chico Stick sent me something pretty relatively quickly, about an hour or so after the overall quake. So, yeah, it's pretty bad. So, I'm going to, yeah, that's the same one. So, very, very important. Check out that article. There's a lot that's going on. Dutch Sense has been saying that this was going to happen on YouTube, the YouTubes that I play here. So, it's a lot that's going on. Is this a celestial movement that's causing this, or is it other things? Does it really matter? Because this is it. I definitely think that it is could be celestial interference, but I don't know, because the overall story of celestial interference could be an absolute hoax, an absolute lie, or it could be the truth. One of the things is that the system itself kind of perpetuate that, so I have my doubts about it. But then again, it could be very, very possible. And I know one thing, the truth is not being completely told. So definitely check out that article. Next article, got this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's CNN. That's what that stands for. Cerebrally Naive Network says Hurricane Maria aims for Puerto Rico and will reach as a Category 5, with the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the U.S. British Virgin Islands, and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands now in its path. Maria's powerful punch diminishes only slightly after it hits Dominican Monday night. And it actually has picked up as actually a Category 5 now, since the last time that I posted this, with winds that are being sustained of over 163 to 165 miles per hour, which is huge. And it's going to be the largest, at this current rate, will be the largest hurricane ever to hit Puerto Rico. So check out that. And my sister's Strategic Melon says the money bomb picture is priceless. Check out that. Next article, I posted this one from RT International. Russia cuts dependency on U.S. dollar, economic minister says. The Russian government is taking steps to reduce the value of its transactions using U.S. currency in the country, according to the economic development minister. There is a big trend towards de-dollarization of the Russian economy. The central bank has taken some very important steps against loans and foreign currencies. Ooh, y'all, this is so huge. And we definitely will play on to this today. Then Strategic Melanin had posted inside of Tando radio show page, 1985 Mexico City earthquake, Wikipedia. The 1985 Mexico City earthquake struck early morning on 19 September at 07:17 in 50 seconds Central Standard Time, with a magnitude of a 8.0. And put this here to the exact anniversary of this earthquake and today's earthquake. So what's the coincidence of that? Strategic Melanin says same day, weird. Nah, something's up. Always. Earthquakes on the same day? Come on, y'all. Come on, man. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Iraq Business News. Rosneft, which is the largest Russian oil company, in $1 billion Kurdistan pipeline deal. Russian oil company Rosneft has completed its due diligence on the infrastructure of the exporting oil pipeline in Iraq, and will shortly finalized the legal binding documents of an oil pipeline project under the investment agreement signed in at St. Petersburg International. So why is this so important? If Russia is not using the U.S. dollar, Venezuela, we're going to get into this. Now Iraq is not using it. Woo! Because they can't use the dollar to facilitate a $1 billion deal with Iraq. That is not going to be U.S. dollar denominated. That means that the benefit that you would have from that is not going to be there. Uh-oh. And we've been talking about this. So check this out. I got this one from Surrender Dreyer. Planet 9 likely formed in the solar system. So check out that article in January of 2016, and we did post this article coming from the astronomer Mike Brown at Cal, published the first evidence that there might be another planet in our solar system. And we've been talking about this from the very time that we've been on this air. So the possibility, and it actually goes back to Dr. Harrington, with Zachariah Sitchin and Dr. Harrington, and then after Dr. Harrington gave that Harrison gave that overall interview with Zachariah Sitchin, he all of a sudden came down with a rare mysterious cancer that killed him very quickly, and he was the actual lead scientist at the Naval Observatory, so he knew what was up. And so we played that old video in our first year here on air. May play that again later on. All right, next article comes from Wolf Street. Who gets hit by mortgage losses in Harvey and Irma area? Somebody is going to pay for the losses on mortgages of homes that were destroyed by Hurricane Harvey and Irma. And it's just the question of who. The taxpayer is on the hook. Man, we need to really check this out. So check out that article. Next article I posted. This one comes from the GWPF.com. We were wrong, scientists concede. No, let me hit this right. We were wrong, climate scientists concede. Check out that article. We told y'all that a long time ago. And then next article, this one, I got this from the Daily Mail. Scientists transfer light into sound waves in a world's first. Scientists have created a breakthrough microchip. And this microchip is able to convert light into sound briefly before turning it back into light. And I said, this ain't good. So check out that article. So those were the articles. Sorry we didn't get as many in today. Got in late and wasn't able to post that many. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. And let me just get situated today's show once again. What could things look like in the future? And I wanted to say that because yesterday when we were talking about when there was an article, the last article that we read about how China should be wishing that the U.S. would kick them out of the SWIFT system. Well, it really doesn't matter because China is no longer in the SWIFT system. But it's not only China. Most of the countries in the world are no longer going to be in the SWIFT system. It's like a big, huge Irish pennant that a child has just grabbed a hold to and started to run outside. They're not going to stop. They're going to unwind the whole thing until the emperor has no clothes. And it's unwinding very, very fast. There's a couple of things I want to play for you all, or one thing I want to play for you all, and then there's one thing I want to read to you all as to then we need to look at what could this all look like in the future, and why it's so important for us to have that anticipation now. Because failing to anticipate can be extremely painful going forward. And I want that not to be something that you have to deal with. And if you would like to give your overall view of things, give us a call, 866-510. But before we do that, let me just quickly say this. Look at Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's been in the news economically for the past 2 years. They're broke. They're in default, bankruptcy. Said they can't pay. So imagine after this hurricane, what the overall economic state that Puerto Rico will be in. Why is that so important? Here's why it's so important. Every single person that's listening to this show that has ties to what is fictitiously called the United States of America will be adversely affected by that one way or another, and some in a very huge way known as your pension. Known as your pension. If they were broke before the storm, before the storms, and it's not over yet. There's another one that's in that came off of the Horn of Africa, but it doesn't look like it's going to have the momentum to turn into a storm, but the hurricane season is nowhere near over. And you know what these hurricanes, all of a sudden now in today's hurricane, it gets the back up. Who knows? It may go over Puerto Rico and decide to back up and stay there for a little while and do a little vacationing in Puerto Rico before it decides to go somewhere else. Just what the hurricanes do now. Because hurricanes are now persons. They are not living beings. They're persons. Why they give them names? So now, Puerto Rico was economically decimated. What does this do now with everything in Puerto Rico having the overall threat of being completely and utterly destroyed? That means that the owes that you were unable to pay will be able to come in and buy the whole country now for what? Pennies on a dollar. And what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do just that. Because they're going to allow everything else to default. Oh, the pensioners that are tied to this, you will get no benefit from that overall purchase of pennies on a dollar. They already have the thing to say, the plausible deniability to say that the pensions was lost because it was tied in Puerto Rico. Shit, y'all, this is getting bad. And the overall ramifications is going to be really significant. And how I'm seeing this whole thing play out. It's far worse. Because I can't not say I'm responsible for. I don't know some things, but I'm very suspicious of some things that I'm going to make clear here. And it may have some adverse effects for me, but that's cool. Because I've already prepared. I'm never scared. But you all, I would hope that this is much more important to us all than the pennant race that's about to happen in baseball, than the overall unfolding of the NFL, than what's going on. I don't even know if that what's the very popular show that people go have group meetings with and everything else. Well, y'all know that one. Don't know what it is. Y'all know what it is. On Fox or whatever that thing is. Power and the other one. Not Power, but the other one. Much more important than all of those things. I hope that this is becoming significant to you, because once the overall events start to hit us, it'd be too late for your whole world to be totally changed and for you to then to be trying to put it into perspective and to have some form of leverage to stop the bleeding. No coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's significant. So, Just wanted to say that really quickly. So let me get into today's show. Let me pull this up. I want to play this real quickly. Some of this stuff with North Korea real quick. And I want you to hear this. Then we need to put this all together, and then I would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. The system cares not if you're prepared or not. That falls squarely on you, your family, and your community to do. So I want to play this real quick, and this is going to be the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's. What was said. Now, y'all, Donald Trump don't have no power, like Obama had no power. Not relevant at all. So let me pull this up. I thought it was going to be here. It's not here, real quickly. These individuals are nothing more than celebrity mouthpieces that speak for the overall agenda that is set forth. So let me try to grab this video. It was here earlier today, but it's not there anymore. That's okay. I'll find it and I'll grab it. May have to just read it. Let me just read it. Let me see. But no, I want to... One second, y'all. Just bear with me. Y'all know my internet, as soon as we go on the show, my internet always conveniently starts to go super, super slow. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Need to hear from you. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. So what I'm going to do is I want you to hear it for yourself. Then we need to talk about it. And we need to look at what is things going to look like in the future. But I think that we're going to start to see what was happening in the U.S. Virgin and the British Virgin Islands and all of the islands that were adversely affected and hit by the hurricanes. That is going to be commonplace. Some of the things that we saw from the different hurricanes, the different destabilization when the overall standard of living or the normalcy bias with the overall ebb and flow of life is completely disturbed. You see how fragile it is. It's fragile for one reason because it's being manipulated. It's not authentic. It's not natural. It's synthetic in nature. So let me pull this up real quickly. I want you to hear celebrity figurehead Trump's speech today. Okay, here we go. I got it right here. Let me pull this up real quick. I want you to hear it for yourself. I don't want to play the whole darn thing. Let me get one that's not too long. But I think it's very, very important that we do. All right, here we go. Let me see this. How long is this going to be? Man, I hate when they don't tell you how long it's going to be. No. We can't do that one. That one's an hour long. No, can't do that. He ain't that important. Give me the short version. There we go. Let me filter this out and give the short version real quick. And I want you to hear some things. Sorry about that. Had this all queued up for earlier. Then the actual site took down the actual one. So here we go.
Yeah.
Here it is. I think we got a caller in queue. One second. Let me see real quick. Let me check the caller in queue. One second. Okay, my man, you got a couple of callers in queue. Real quick, hold on, callers in queue. I'll go to you real quickly. Let me just play this as a real quick short video. So if you would, just mute yourself so no one will hear. Here we go. This is a two-minute one, probably what we really need to hear. Here we go. One second. Let me cue this up.
Pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable.
Let me start this over real quick. Here we go.
Now North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear. nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do. It is time for North Korea to realize that the denuclearization is its only acceptable future. The United Nations Security Council recently held two unanimous 15-0 votes adopting hard-hitting resolutions against North Korea. And I want to thank China and Russia for joining the vote to impose sanctions, along with all of the other members of the Security Council. Thank you to all involved. But we must do much more. It is time for all nations to work together to isolate the Kim regime until it ceases its hostile behavior.
Hey, NBC News viewers, thanks for checking out our YouTube.
Okay, sorry about that. That was from Nothing But Criminal News. So I wanted to play that for this reason really quickly. I want you to really hear and read between the lines on what's being said there. I think it's quite ironic that the only country that has actually used nuclear devices in this modern time to be all of a sudden the so-called moral convictions of the world on why another country can't have nuclear capabilities because of what they might do. What they might do, what you did, when there was no reason to use any nuclear devices on Japan, but you did. And it wasn't really Japan that those nuclear devices were used on. It was on innocent men, women, and children that had nothing to do with the overall engagement of war. It was an attack on them for political, economic, and military gain. You know what that means? It means it's an act of terrorism. And here it is that this country, that we buy into this countryism, this statehood, so that these celebrity spokespeople can actually talk about what's in the overall best interest of the state. Do you realize that there's an interest of the state that means you have no interest at all? And if you listen, when they have these Security Council meetings and all these other meetings, there's nothing but celebrity figureheads that are there, but the overall outcome of those are actually felt by way of collateral damage, by way of wealth transfer, by way of subjugation and enslavement by the different people throughout the world, the human species. These individuals shouldn't speak for you. And if they do speak for you, that's because, hear me out, take this the right way, because you're dumb. You can't hear or see. You can't hear what they're really saying and what it's really about. You're going against your own interests. To uphold this is suicidal, homicidal. and above all, benevolent and demonic. Believe me, all of the lights will be focused so that all the world can see the stage that is being brought forth for the demise of those that are watching. And if you hear this, talked about from just from the nation statehood, other nations that are aiding this country, that was aiding North Korea. They're basically saying that they will be attacking them too. And what do we see going on? Even though they so-called thank the facade countries of Russia and China, that was all a part of the stage for us to continue to believe into the separation of church and state, the separation of personhood and human being. There is none now, because we haven't separated it. Last time that there was a major war, let's go to World War II. Germany so-called lost the war. Did they really? I think there's a country called Germany now. But I know who did lose that daggone war. All of those people that were innocent people that were actually murdered. Murdered under the color of a flag. Still murder. Still intentional. Still willful. Still demonic. How dumb are we to think that any nationhood state could exercise the overall human interest of murder and we not see it for what it is? Still murder. And whenever they say that they will destroy, we don't look at it for what it is. This is a terroristic threat against everyone that's in the human species. Because a bomb in one part of the country that kills innocent people is one that kills everywhere. Because we take a sports side and become the fans or the fanatics, that we cheer on our own demise. How dumb, once again. And that takes a level of training for us to get there. We shouldn't buy it. Shouldn't accept it. Shouldn't allow it. Shouldn't energize it. It shouldn't exist. But that existence will only end when we decide that no longer do we buy the tricks. No longer are we dumb. No longer are we blind. No longer are we naked. Who told you you were naked? No longer are we naive to what's evil and not good. No longer are we under a chemically induced ennui to our own collective destruction. So I would say the world is continuously going in the same path that it was going in years and years ago. I know we like to fantasize that things were better in the past than they are right now. I know we like to hope. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is just for me. The great creator gives you no hope. The word hope was established as a means of control for you to continuously surrender. It was a word, it was a spell that was induced and cooked up by the very same system that promises that never delivers. And these are dangerous, dangerous games that we're playing with ourselves. And not looking at this for what it truly, truly is. Here's what it was said from Reuters. U.S. celebrity figurehead, now I added that, when President Donald Trump escalated his standoff with North Korea over the nuclear challenges on Tuesday, threatening to totally destroy the country of 26 million people, mocking its leader as a rocket man. Y'all remember WWF? Who was getting played? The celebrity figurehead players and the fans. Who was really getting paid? The controllers of the WWF. Same thing here that's happening. Article continues. It says, in a hard-edged speech to the UN General Assembly, Trump offered a grim portrayal of a world in peril, adopting a more confrontational approach to solving global challenges, from Iran to Venezuela, and gave the unabashed defense of the U.S.'s sovereignty. Let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. That word U.S. sovereignty means that the U.S. sovereignty is established by, the corporation is established by human resource manipulation and exploitation. It is an inanimate object that has no sovereignty. So because it is synthetic in nature, it has to steal from the natural realm to be in existence. I know. The system has encouraged, instigated us all to look at things from what we see, because our sight is limited, our hearing is defaulting us, and our senses have no sense at all, because it's our spirit. It's the most powerful thing. So we rather would see things, and they will show you all the magic to get you to believe in what they want you to do. And we buy into that bag of stones. You know what that bag of stones means for the adults. We buy into that. And when we buy into that, we cry, clamor, beg for the relief of being enslaved as long as we can enslave others. It is a germ. It's infectious. It's contagious. It is a virus of destruction. And we haven't built up our immune system, our immunity, to fight it off. And it grows. And it grows, and it becomes so strong. It becomes so strong that we become closed-minded to the truth. And we're only open to what we can see. Very, very dangerous situation. So a couple of things I want to do. We got a couple of callers in queue. I don't like keeping the callers waiting. Want to go to those callers real quick, and then we're going to come back, and I want to lay out a couple of things and look at what it is that, what could the future look like? And I just want you to be as prepared as possible. And I want you to be able to discern things from your spirit and trust not your lying eyes. So, want to go to, first one, hold on, Jerry, want to go to T in NYC. T out of NYC, if you can, unmute yourself, brother. What is your question or comment? And then we're going to go to my man, Jerry, down in 10.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you there, T. Peace, peace, brother. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. I was listening to you. I mean, we have to talk offline one day, man. I have different philosophies when I look at the world of rich than you do. So I think that if we talk online, we could probably even come up with a better scenario that's taking place. But I would love to apologize to you out there. On another note,
definitely.
Thank God. Touchdown.com, and looks like their AI is predicting that Maria won't be hitting the East Coast, and it's kind of airing off like now, like this Jose is doing. So yesterday it showed they're having a direct hit on North Carolina, and when I went for it today, it kind of turns even further to the middle of the ocean, and hoping it stays on track that way and we won't see another event. However, the Allens,
right.
The Allens are getting battered again. I wanted to go through just a couple of pieces of artificial intelligence that I think would be, you'll find quite interesting if you haven't come across them yourself. I don't know if you've heard of the Radar Cat.
Mm-hmm. Hey, T, I want to make sure everybody hears you because we got a lot of the wind in the background. Yeah.
You know what? Go to Jerry and come back to me, and I'll go back inside the house. Right now, I'm outside the house, and we have the tail end of that hurricane, off the shore,
yeah.
So it's kind of windy. All right, brother.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We could hear that. So, all right, we'll go to Jerry, then we'll come back to you for sure. Definitely want to hear it. Okay. Let's go to my man Jerry out of Tennessee. Go ahead, Jerry. What's going on?
Sorry about that.
Let Jerry get queued up. We know, bro. We know. We had to give you a little time. Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead,
with
Jerry.
With these kids and they outside jumping around. man, I was going to say something similar to what you was talking about as far as the Trump speech. I actually enjoyed it. I listened to the whole thing while I was at work. It was very chilling. You know, he talked about a lot of things. I think you're right as far as him being a figurehead as well as most other presidents. But the arrogance that he has, it shows when he does these even these prompted speeches. For instance, we have been taught years on years about the ages of all of these countries and what have you. And up until I met Brother Braggs, Brother Thomas, you, Scotty, a lot of different people, not only from Black Talk Radio, but just people on this journey that I have been going on over the last 10 years, just meeting different people, swapping information. One of the more recent things that I learned is how young the other nations are around the world. What I mean is,
right.
is their independence dates. And this is one of the things that he laid out. I don't think he done it by mistake. I think most people who don't study, who don't do their due diligence or what have you, they tend to think, oh, he don't know what he's talking about right there. But he told them that our Constitution is the oldest of any modern day country. You know, so when you start looking back on this, me and Brother Thomas, me and Brother Braggs, Roz, we've all had these discussions talking about that, and it was very interesting for him to bring that up specifically at the UN address. I thought that was very slick of him to slide that in. What you were speaking about with him talking about the moral conduct of possessing nuclear weapons, when, like you said, the United States is the only people that we know of today that has used a nuclear weapon. Yet we trying to keep other people from getting them. Now, here's my thoughts on that, is that he wants to do something to North Korea as well as other people in the United States government. I think they all want to do something to North Korea, and they have for some time. But they're afraid. They're not for sure. Even though they keep saying that they don't have nuclear weapons, they're not for sure. Because if they were for sure, they would have invaded them already. So they're trying to muster up some support from some of the other countries around North Korea to go in there first. Let them get bombed by the nuclear weapons, if they have any, and we'll come and clean it up afterwards. That's what I was hearing from Trump. Now, there's a lot of other things that I broke down from his speech. I'm going to let some other people get their thoughts in and their comments, and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to mute myself. Thank you, listen. Thanks.
Man, great point. Great call. And go ahead, Thomas. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I want to piggyback off of what Brother Jerry just said. I recently sent him some of the dates. You know, United States is the oldest country in the world, oldest nation state in the world. And, you know, they went in and laid down the law. And you have to put Trump in a perspective. Trump is a racist, white supremacist. However, he's a white man who's bitter. He lived the last 44 years of his life in hip-hop culture in New York City, because that's the culture here. You can't avoid it. It was all over the trains. It was everywhere he looked. I saw a reality show where Trump was hanging out with Russell Simmons, and they was reminiscing about back in the days at the Fever and the Union Square. I mean, so Trump was there for all that. So his the way he delivers his speeches is very hip hop. The way he comes back at people, you know, you diss him, he coming right back. It's like he has a hip hop mentality. And that comes from, you know, where he, you know, the culture he was in the last few years, which is very, you know, you say something, mm-hmm. I'll say something back. Reason why I said we have to speak offline, because what I see happening is if these white countries don't go to war with the Eastern countries, then they're going to face civil wars in their countries. And it goes back, when I first started listening to you, you had this report, I think the Beaker report or the Deagle report. It was like the 2030 population prediction, and U.S. population was like 50 million. It was like, what happened to everyone? And, you know, right. I think that if globalization is the way it's going to go, then that's what's going to happen here. They have to go to war in order to keep their white supremacist system going. And I don't think all the European countries are on board with that, so he's forcing their hand right now. On another note, I wanted to go through a couple of pieces of artificial intelligence that I think can be used against us and is very interesting, just to show how far. And this isn't just artificial intelligence. You have artificial intelligence, and you have something called strong artificial intelligence or artificial general intelligence, which is give these computers the ability to learn from people and out-learn people. So this, I don't know if you're familiar with something called RadarCat.
No.
Yeah, it's the Soli Radar. Well, this is like a little box, or you could put it in a glove, put it on your hand, and anything you touch, it'll tell you exactly what it is. That's how much information they've downloaded into this one thing. So if it touches a piece of copper, it tells you the piece of copper, it tells you the percentage of everything inside of that copper, uranium, whatever else is in it. Or if you touch a tablet, it tells you this is an Apple such and such serial number. It'll all come up right on with this thing. And this is one of the things they've been working on. It's called RadarCat. And you could put on RadarCat for object recognition, and you'll pull up the articles on this. And this is going to be used in the robots they're coming out with to give them a sense of touch. Another piece, and this one...
Sense of touch and recognition of touch.
Absolutely. And this one, I think, is probably... I would like, if you can, you know, go to the website so you can see it, because they actually have a little illustration of it. And the name of the website is popsci.com, P-O-P-S-C-I. And this machine learning algorithm generates videos from stills. Now this thing.
Wait, Thomas. Hey, we got to get ready. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Real quick. Hold on. We're going to come right back to you. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We're on a hard break. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Today's show is, what is it going to look like in the future? I want to definitely lay that out. We got a couple of good calls. Jerry called in. Thomas is calling in. So Thomas was telling us about some technology that's being used. I never heard of this type of technology before, but not surprised by it at all. So we're going to go back to Thomas and let Thomas wrap it up, and then we're going to get back into the show because it's really, and this is all goes together, and this is a collage of things that we definitely need to know to properly position ourselves for leverage. So let me go back to Thomas. Go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, this one is the name of the article is Machine Learning Algorithm Generates Videos from Stills. Examines a photo and extrapolates what happens next, and then makes a video from that photo ongoing from that still shot. You understand what I'm saying? So you could be me and Scotty could be at the beach, and we take just one picture, and then you put that picture into this algorithm, and it'll take show us taking a couple of steps, you know, toward the water, and it'll show the waves moving as well, even though it was just a still shot, like a Polaroid song. So, you know, when we see these videos that you talk about, they could doctor videos. Now they could doctor still shots and make a video. And
Like having Pac on the stage at the musical fest that's in the High Desert. I forgot about it, but exactly. And that's extremely dangerous. But go ahead, Thomas. We got to get back into the show. But go ahead.
I'm gonna wrap it up real right now. And I just wanted you to check out an article that came out today. I'm just gonna just read the name of the article, and it was posted on Forbes, and it is it's loading up. Hold on, I'm sorry.
That's right. Believe me, I know the feeling.
How robots, IoT, and artificial intelligence are transforming policing. And this is showing how they can use your Fitbit now, and police can tap into it and see if you're lying. And I'll mute my line. Thank you, brother.
Oh, man, great. I didn't know about some of that those devices that are trying to emulate. And they're trying to counterfeit what the great creator has made. And crazy. But listen, I'm going to respond to that in a minute. I want Brother Davis to talk about, he's in queue. I want Brother Davis to go ahead and give his presentation for tomorrow's shows. And I'm going to respond to this about this nation state. Thing is very, very, very important, and I just want to give a because this is the future. This is what part of this is why I wanted to name the show this way, and it's very, very important. So I'm gonna respond to that. But we got Brother Davis in queue. Want to give some time to Brother Davis to make his announcement. Brother Davis, welcome. Always good to hear from you. Much love, much respect. Give my regards to the Queen, and looking forward to seeing you guys again when you're back in the area. Definitely come on by and let's spend some time. Brother Davis, is there in queue, so let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, is all yours real quickly. Go ahead.
Absolutely, brother. Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Hey, listen,
yes,
man,
it's
a great
is.
Show tonight. As usual, I think that the content of the show is only enhanced by the input of the listeners, and it's always a big plus. I decided, after careful consideration, that what we'll do tomorrow night is a call-in. Now, the reason why is because I know over the last couple of weeks, I've given you a plethora of information to do a little due diligence on. And the reason why I wanted to do a call-in show is so that we can focus on some of those things that may interest you as the listening public. And I also wanted to bring a little tidbit for those of you who are biblically focused. There's a prophecy that comes into play on the 23rd, which they say that should be the initiate the end of the world as we know it. When I say that, I mean the judgment of God, the wrath of God, and all that. According to the biblical scholars, this date on the 23rd is supposed to initiate all of that. Now, also keep in mind that the 23rd is a very significant date in the solar and celestial transitions of this particular time of year. So there's a lot on the plate to do. Feel free to do your own due diligence and call in tomorrow night, add to the show, or just ask a question so that we can help you fine-tune the answer that would help or serve your purpose. Dave, you've done an excellent job once again. I tell you, this AI thing is really going through the roof, and we fail to realize that they're not limiting this AI thing to any one area. It's operating all over, and it's going to be interesting to see how these philosophies come together and work for man instead of making man the victim. So I'll get in the back room and listen, brother. It's always good.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Tomorrow's show with Brother Davis, call in and definitely share some things. There's a lot of different things. I'm going to lay some things out that we got to, you know, and if you want to engage with some of the things that we've talked about, some of the things that Brother Davis has brought to you in the past shows, bring them up. Now's the time. Ask, you know, if you have questions about things, ask them questions, because I think it's good for all of us to look at them, because your questions may actually spark some of the true energy that other people need to hear and to consider and everything else. This is how collective prudence works. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesdays, looking forward to that. You know, looking forward in the future, one thing I want to definitely say is a couple of things that we got to lay out here and that I think are going to be very, very important is that how things are going to be working in the future. I think that we're going to see a lot of dysfunction in the future because it's been a part of the overall successful tactics of the past. There's nothing that we're seeing right now that hasn't been done before. It may have been done by different flags, but it's the same purpose. It's the same purpose. Because it has the same objective. It has different methods, but has the same objective. What do I mean by different methods? Because people are a little different at different times. The great creator does not create the exact same thing in the human species form. Yes, they are relative, and they are relatives, and they have similarities. They may even be twins, but they are not the same. So not all of the same things work, but the objectives always seem to do. And what we're seeing is a play of the past. You know, I want to just say this really quickly. In my opinion, my views, there is only two things that currently that are relevant to us in the form that I'm going to lay it in. It's not the only thing that's not a blanket statement, just in the confines of what I'm saying. There's the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. Man has to write while the great creator creates naturally for sustainability. Man writes laws to subjugate and enslave what they didn't create, and to create a facade of and a mirage of what is not there. Yes, there is the personship of the United States. There's a big difference between a person and a living being. There's a big difference between the letter of the law being the personship, statehood of the United States, and you being the creation by the great creator as the spirit of the law. One of the things about nation states is this, is that you have to look at where that root word comes from. It comes from taking property, invoking property. That's what it and is nationalized. Property is nationalized. This is why they have citizens of the United States. That's the letter of the law. The spirit of the law does not acknowledge that because it does not live naturally to sustain life. It's created as a facade to control what was created. The letter of the law writes Brazil. Are you Brazilian? Are you Russian? Are you Chinese? These overall methodologies of control are very old, but they're not unique. They're not unique at all. The only thing that makes them relevant is because those that are that the spirit of the law has created has decided willfully to participate. If you don't participate in the United States, you will see quickly that the letter of the law means nothing. And it's very dangerous state of national of nationalistic views of property, because who are you to own anything you didn't create? See, we do that because of the letter of the law. We think that this land is ours. Huh? This is mine. Really? See, whenever you take over that my, you have a my mentality. And with a my mentality, you give over to dominion. You give it over to subjugation and control. And you give in to the system of the letter of the law, because your overall invoking of that can be adjudicated in the letter of the law courts. The only play. I would say to you, case in point, letter of the law, spirit of the law. You have some acres of land that are yours, and you say, this is mine. And there happens to be a tiger on. No, I'm going to give you this scenario. This is real, real funny. Real quick. Had a friend. And he said that him and his partner, this dude was an FBI agent. He said one day him and his partner went to go surveil someone out in the country. So his partner, real arrogant dude, walks over to the gentleman that was sitting in the property next door. And he asked where the other gentleman or the people were that lived there. And he asked, the man asked him, who's asking? He said, I'm asking the questions, you just answer. He says, well, I don't know you, and I don't talk to you. He says, huh, all right. So he walks away from, FBI agent walks away from him. He goes and walks over to the fence, and he's going to jump over the fence. And the old man says to him, you know what, young man? I wouldn't do that if I was you. You can't go there. And he turned and showed him his badge. He said, you see this badge, old man? It says I can go anywhere I want. Old man stepped back and said, okay, go on. Jumps over the fence. Little did he know that there was a bull that was on the other side of the fence. And the bull started chasing him. You know what the old man said to him? Show him your badge. That should do it. and he barely got back over the fence. Why did I tell you that story? Here's the thing. The spirit of the law said that you was intruding and threatening someone, where the letter of the law says that he has the ways and the means to go and invoke his free will on somebody else. See the difference? The letter of the law will never ever give you leverage against a 1,200 pound animal. Yes, you can do some things to disable or to neutralize that overall bull. But what you have to do is that you won't be able to use the letter of the law. You're going to have to use the physics of the spirit of the law to do that. You're going to have something that will be able to neutralize that individual. Why is this so important? Why am I going here? I'm going here because of this, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that is happening and what is going to happen is going to be no different than what it was in the past. It's just going to be your turn. And I would say to you, the future is going to look this way. The spirit of the law and the letter of the law. Which way will you turn? How will you resonate with it? Because the conditions that this system is going to create is going to be far, far worse than anything that we've been used to, because it's appropriate for right now. It's completely appropriate for right now. We got Roz in queue. I'm going to go to Roz in 1 second. I want to say this real quick. We'll go to Roz and then I'll come back. You're about to see the overall invoking of arrogance. You're about to see the overall extension of the letter of the law like you've never seen before. And it's going to be so troubling the people that it will bring them to their knees in surrenderance. And the reason being is because they think that they have no recourse against it all. They are going to be met with the overall judgment of God. But it's really a DOG that you're going to be dealing with. And I just want you to use your energy in the way of the spirit of the law and not by the letter of the law. You know what they say, the old saying, right? About a receipt, about a contract, the true value of it is only worth the paper that is written on. And that ain't much. They tell you everything beforehand. And until we start to realize who we truly are and dictate the overall direction of things from a species and not from a personship, I am not a respecter of person. I don't care if your title is this, that, or another. I'm a respecter of people. Don't respect personship. Respect people. Because we don't need a personship, a king, a senator, a judge, a this, a that. What we need is the collective prudence of good people. That is where things become meaningful. And you deal within the overall spirit of the law, and that's sustainable. The wars, the famines, the poverty, the diseases will not end under the letter of the law. It is there because of the letter of the law. And regardless of how we slice it up, this side, that side, or whatever, all of these sides are created and controlled by one objective, to maintain the letter of the law, to subjugate and enslave. So listen, we got my man Roz. You want to go to Roz? Then I'm going to bring something that's possible. I don't know. I haven't verified this, but I'm going to go somewhere that I feel that I need to go with this overall look into the future, because it's more than possible it is definitely a conspiracy that is going on, and you need to be well aware of it. So let's go to Roz real quick. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. Go ahead and with your comments or what you got for us today. Go ahead, Roz.
Peace. Yes, I just wanted to give a shout out to you, Scotty, Jerry, Thomas, everybody. I was thinking because when you talk about the term person, the etymology of the term person comes from wearing masks. Well, the term person means is an object to which sound is cast. So if you look at how they used to do plays back in the days, or even in China and stuff, they would do plays where they put masks over their faces to play certain characters and speak through the mask. That's what a person is. So a person is really an actor. That's all a person.
Celebrity figurehead.
Giving you the impression, yeah, exactly. Giving you the impression that something is, that they're somebody that they're not. So when you said person versus people, that's the beginning of the distortion of the understanding of what people are versus an actor who is a person, which is just, like I said, an object through which sound is cast through, which would be the mask who the person is talking through when they're on stage acting in front of you. Now, when you were talking about the speech that Donald Trump made, this just ties into the fact, like you always say, they're all in one big fraternity. And how that was evident is, you've always talked about the fact that, when you said it earlier today, the United States is the only country that has dropped nuclear warheads on other countries in the modern era. And everybody is following behind Donald Trump in his wanting to sanction North Korea, but no one is addressing the fact that there's no other country in modern history that is documented to have used a terroristic device outside of the country that is facilitating sanctioning the other country that has been thoroughly abused by the West, and specifically the United States, for decades. So all of those people that are sitting in the UN are nothing less than puppets of the system, and this is how white supremacy works. Everything is okay when white people do it. We can blow you up, we can shoot you up, we can, you know, doctor your medicine, give you antibiotics that's tainted, we can taint your food, we can chemtrail you, we can do whatever we want, and it's cool as long as it's white, it's white. As soon as somebody who is non-white, and I go back to Nellie Fuller, I think, made it as plain as day. Anyone who is non-white is black. The difference is you might be a little bit lighter in shade, but they still see you as black. So the idea is that this black guy with Asian features is trying to get his hands on nuclear weapons to stop these terrorists from dominating his country the way that they have for decades and originally created the split between North and South Korea. So Donald Trump is the person, the object through which sound is being cast, and he is the mouthpiece or the mask that's covering the people who are really orchestrating everything, which are these powerful white people that nobody really gets to see. You know, I describe it like this. You know, in the iceberg, they always say only 10% of the iceberg is visible. So the visible part of the iceberg would be all of the figureheads you see from all the three major branches of government, judicial, legislative, the president, executive, all of that. That's the 10%. The other 90% are those people who are in control of those powerful corporations, which control the corporations that we call country. And that's all we're seeing. And it's all nothing but a passion play, hell-bent on the destruction of, like you said, the poor people's economy and basically innocent poor people. That's it. Thank you. And I'll mute my line.
My man, Roz. Man, I love it. So well said, brother. Well said. You know, one of the things I wanted on Monday, no, it was Friday, we talked about, read something from Thomas Jefferson and said that if you go with the bankers and the corporations, then you will find yourself, your children will be homeless in the land that your fathers conquered. See, this is the letter of the law. The word conquer, see, what they do is, see, that's a politically correct way, and politically correct is always morally wrong. politically correct is always penned by some by a device, a pen or a writing utensil in someone's hand. Is politically correct is always morally wrong. The moral constitution is the spirit of the law. And that overall, what they always do is that they have a politically correct statement. A politically correct statement in that one conquered, that your forefathers conquered, should be really read this way, that your forefathers robbed. And under the statehood and under the letter of the law, you have robbers dictating direction. You have the malcontent that are creating, and what they're doing is that they're influencing other people that would have a moral conviction not to engage, that are starting to lower their overall moral convictions, to accept, perpetuate, and to become a part of. If you can't beat them, join them. And this is how this future is going to look, because the future is going to look very much like the past. But for you, the future is yours. As Malcolm said, the future belongs to those that prepare for it. What are you preparing for? What will you invoke? What spirit of the law will you engage in? What spirit of the law will you be in harmony with, in sync with, synchronized with? What future will you direct? And that's very, very important, especially in today's world, because of hear what's on the horizon. And I just want to say really quickly, I'm disturbed by all of these hurricanes. I'm disturbed by us not being prepared. I'm disturbed by so many of us not being aware that everything that is written by paper is a lie. And that lie is strategically placed as leverage against us. If something speaks not the truth, if something speaks not the overall spiritual, benevolent agenda, they are participating in the rituals of demise. And why would we want to engage in that unless we've already compromised our morality towards it? Then it's normal. Then you have rights. Then you have nationalistic views. Then we follow the fads of destruction. Then we can't complain when the devil takes your soul. Every deal is a default. Is a default. You may go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, very disturbed about these events, because so many of us are not aware. And let me tell you something about preparing. No, you may not be able to prepare for anything. But see, for some of you that are real preparers, like Malcolm said, the future belongs to those that prepare for it today. Those that prepare for things today have a way of having foresight and looking for the future, and they avoid so many things by being that way. How is it that we can have blind faith that always leads to our genocide? Maybe we need to prepare for the genocide way before it's enacted. I don't know how true something is, but I know the possibilities of it are great. And when we come out of the commercial break, I'm going to say something and you can check it out for yourself and see how authentic it is or not. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I just want to say thank you all for just being you. Greatly appreciate it. If you got a question, a comment that you would like to make, definitely you can do that with us. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. One of my clients contacted me and said, David, I can't use the words that they said was, he said, what the heck is going on down in Houston? I said, I don't know. He says, well, there's some good word that a lot of people missing. And I said, I just got quiet because I know this individual. I know their credibility. There's a lot of people missing. So I'm going to send you something. It says, I want you to read between the lines. And I know when he said that he's done his due diligence. And I'm going to just say this. We have to be prepared for everything. See, very, very important. Where am I going with this? I'm going to post something. Don't know how true it is, but anything else. But this individual called me, and this is a very credible individual. But I know that. And one of the things I don't always have to talk about, someone doesn't have to say it to me for me to get it. I don't need to hear everything. When people are going to give you body language and they're going to give you things that you should be reading between the lines, is more powerful than speaking anything that can actually be intercepted by individuals that you don't want to be intercepted by. So, said that people were coming up missing that shouldn't be missing. I want you to think about that, what that could mean. And so I was listening to something that he sent me, codified it, and it was off of YouTube. And it had people in the shelter, and they said they weren't going to let the people in the shelter leave. And on the Cerebrally Naive Network, the common face that you see there said that these, they're not going to let the people leave the shelter. I'm going to play it so you can hear it for yourself. Just got to pull it up real quickly. 1 second, bear with me, because this one you need to hear. And the reason why you always need to be prepared so that you can at least minimize everything that you possibly can and then deal whatever comes towards you on your feet. The system is doing what it always has been doing. We're just spirit of the law blind. We rely too much on senses that really can't see or hear a darn thing, and they make us dumb. Our eyes and our ears are making us dumb. Because we closed off the real power of who we are. That's our eternal senses. We've moved into only our physical senses because the letter of the law has to be read with your eyes. So, want to play this real quick. I haven't vetted this or anything else. So just hear it. But this is, I want you to hear with this CNN, cerebrally naive. Now you know why I call them cerebrally naive. Hear what is said here. Is it taken out of context? I don't know. But I, you know what? I know how this system is. Don't need to hear much of it to realize what is really happening. And it's disturbing. So if I will get this, I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't come up at all. But possibly it could. Hopefully. 1 second, let me just do this. And so we have to be prepared. Do not put yourself and your family. We cannot have ourselves in harm's way. We can't do it. It's not in our best interest. Let me tell you something. When you prepare for things, you don't move yourself somewhere in line to be adversely harmed. Don't make it easy. But I know sometimes we have no choice in that. I know. I get it. But I want to play this. Here we go. I want you to hear mainly what this said here.
That's crazy. Look, they already got a bunch of them in the ground already.
That's what they are. They're going to build a castle.
Underneath the bridge, and they were loading up with as many people, it's got to be dozens of people in the back of that thing. They take them to a nearby Walmart, and then the Walmart is where I guess metro buses or school buses will take them to the shelter.
What I'm seeing here is a huge grave.
They're all numbered, huh?
The overall sarcophagus is huge.
I'm going to sit down here with Jake, who's got his dog, Bubba. Jake, who is homeless. Jake, you found yourself some shelter here. Why are you outside during this entire hurricane?
Well, I chose not to go inside yesterday because the Salvation Army and Russian Women's Homeless Shelter, where they were accepting people, were caught killing everybody that was in there.
So they want to help them as much, but they're never just walking out of here and going back. They're going back onto the street. They work with them throughout the process here.
They won't let them go back out on the street. This is on
help them adjust to this new world order that they're going to be living in after this.
I'll play that once again so you can hear it.
The Salvation Army and Russian Women's Homeless Shelter, where they were accepting people, were caught killing everybody that was in there.
So they want to help them as much so that they're never just walking out of here and going back, they're going back onto the street. They work with them throughout the process here.
We won't let them go back on.
Help them adjust to this new world order that they're going to be living in after this.
All right, so Now, I haven't been able to verify or vet this, but this was from Cerebrally Naive Network, and everything that's on that teleprompter is scripted. It's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy agenda. Now, what I did see, I don't know when that was taped, but that overall grave site with those overall sarcophaguses, that they were huge. They weren't just one sarcophagus. It was huge. And there's many of them. Now, was it open where you could see? No. But see, one of the things is that coincidence have no evidence. Evidence can be substantiated or validated for truth. Something is wrong. Something is majorly wrong. And how the future is going to look, ladies and gentlemen, is that we already had Jade Helm this year, 15, 16, and all these other things. You heard about all of these other different things that everybody was calling conspiracy theory. When different things happened in New York, everybody first said, when it first came out, said, nah, that's conspiracy. And then it comes out later on that was the truth. So what do you think people are capable of? The system is capable of, if they had people in the ovens before, what makes you think that there's moral convictions that they won't do it again? When you've heard them give you all the hints about depopulation, about subjugation and enslavement, they're telling you what they're going to do. The key is, those that prepare today, the future belongs to those that prepare today. How are you preparing? Because these overall storms and this overall war and this overall economic collapse that is not going to happen, it has already happened, it's going to be fierce. The ports destroyed. Goods and movement, there's plausible deniability there. Then there's going to be the overall war, and that's the greatest depopulation effort that they use, and we all buy into it. We send our babies, and you know the babies that they want now. There's been a move to move to capture as many women as possible because of this. The system knows what it's doing. We hope and we have blind faith that the system has our best interest and we hand over our welfare to them. And the system knows a land without men is conquered means someone now nationalizes you as property. A land without women is barren, meaning you don't exist. This is why they draft your daughters. Not a conspiracy theory, it's the agenda of the conspiracy. You won't be able to see it with your eyes, your physical eyes. But if you're truthful and spiritual, you won't be able to ignore it, the spirit of the law. That this energy means you no good. That this energy has an agenda that is adverse to sustainability. And that energy now has become a low frequency. This is why one of the things that they read when they turned light into sound, they are artificially trying to and manipulate what sustainability does in creating and sustaining life. Turning life into sound, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very demonic ritual practice of control. And it's here. It's been here for a while. They didn't just do this. Been doing it for a while. We've just been using our eyes and our ears too long. And we've closed off how we really resonate. The future is going to look exactly as how you as an individual allow it to display itself. And if there's more of a collective energy movement towards maintaining the things as the same, they are going to be extremely temporal, physically, and painful. Unnecessarily so. And until we look at who we and know who we really are, and realize the true act of in harmony that but if you choose to go in a different direction, there are other energies and other and there are other ways to do things that the spirit of law will uphold to. The spirit of law will never, ever, ever, ever go against your free will. Because you create your creator now. And we've created all the wrong things. Because the system realizes that they have to indoctrinate us from a child to be a slave. And until we choose to disassemble that. And you don't have to disassemble that on the grand scale. It has to start with you first. Because your best friend may choose not to do it. Your mother, your father, your daughter, your son, your spouse, your friend, your enemy may choose not to do it. What business of that is yours? None whatsoever. The only thing that really matters is what you decide to do, and then what you do with those that have made the same decision as you. That is building. The future will look very similar to the demonic past, because the overall energy that is creating the future is synchronized in that direction, and it has many followers, and it's so powerful it has many followers that don't even know that they're going along for the ride of the program. If the matrix really mattered, ladies and gentlemen, would it have ever been in a movie? No. The system doesn't self-destruct itself. Because it's fragile, it is able to maintain an existence on. Everything it does to sustain itself. Even speaking truthful lies. It's how the meal is prepared. The poison tastes well. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Want to just say to you all, much love and much respect. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. Be who you were created to be. A great creator, sovereign, self-determining. Very, very important that we stop relying on our physicalness and start re-engaging our spiritualness. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you are in queue, there you are. If you would, if you want to say something before we get out of here, always love hearing from you. Call me tomorrow morning too, Brother Braggs. Definitely need to talk as well. So, Brother Braggs, if you would, do the honors. If you wanted to chime in, definitely do that, or definitely chime us out. Let me tell you something why we chime, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a high frequency. The high frequency. My man, Brother Braggs. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Hey, great show, Dave. That's all I got to say. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up in the months.